Postal workers in Eau Claire, La Crosse, Madison, and Wausau are taking part in the demonstrations. Offices in each of those cities are slated to close next year. About 150 cities are expected to participate in the nationwide protest, according to the American Postal Workers Union. The union says a plan to close 82 facilities will mean slower mail delivery times and service standards. Sally Davidow is their communications director. She says when the changes go into effect, first-class mail will no longer be delivered overnight. Mail that currently takes 2 days will take 3 or 4. She says the slowdown will hurt the USPS in the long run.
In a day when people are expecting instant delivery of messages and stuff, it's really a bad policy to do anything that would slow that down.
The closures are part of a plan the Postal Service put out in 2011. It's an attempt to balance the USPS budget, which has taken major hits in recent years. Officials hope to reduce overall operating costs by $20 billion by 2017. About 140 facilities were closed by the Postal Service in 2012. They say that saved $865 million a year. The Postal Service declined an interview request. However, a spokesperson said that major volume decreases in first-class mail, which they say has plummeted 53% in the past 10 years, means that the system has excess capacity in its network. The Wisconsin post offices will begin closing in the spring. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.